I'm continuing to read the letter written by Z. Charnot, Sunday, April 17, 1988, to Lynn Grosudi, Counseling Coordinator for Cambridge Nutrition Canada Limited. I'm on page number 11 of 13. Very last line. I first used it, Cambridge Formula, in June 1982, just a little over 2 years after its introduction to the world. I have read and quoted the book by Beau on the Cambridge diet for more than 5 years. I headed the health professional meeting in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Peabody Hotel, where more than 700 group counselors convened. There, cardiologists, general practitioners, registered nurses, dietitians, nutritionists, and other health professionals designated me to conduct the meeting. Eileen Feather telephoned me to interview me to head the health professional function for the USA, but we didn't culminate that possibility. I have written, spoken, and shown a high level of performance with respect to the Cambridge formula, both in the USA and in Canada. I have training not only in science, not only in the biological sciences, not only in paramedical sciences, but I have a degree at honors level in psychology, sociology, English, and philosophy. One of the directors of the foundation, of which I am the executive officer for administration, is the senior member of the Board of Health and Welfare Canada. He was my thesis supervisor for the last academic work I did. On my staff, in charge of the Ottawa office, is the former head of the health sciences for the Science Council. Lynn, I have a lot to contribute. I attempted to give unconditionally. I have directed correspondence jointly to you and to Doug October the 26th. Some of the issues have never received a response. Doug didn't recall having seen the letter. I am patient, I am tolerant, but I have something to contribute that is needed badly by Cambridge Nutrition Canada Limited, and vital to the world situation. I care about the representations made about the product, and I care about the product. I have the skills to contribute to the direction of Cambridge Nutrition Canada Limited. I have been a publisher, Sci4 Publishing. I have been an editor. I have been a contributor, science correspondent for Scottish International. All of these functions relate to the printed media. I have produced films with Arabella Churchill and Andrew Kerr, Winston Churchill's granddaughter and Randolph Churchill's secretary, respectively. I studied film theory and aesthetics with Dr. John Bruce. I have been a professor at a film school, Prestegard. My honors level English was the literate state, English 491, from Professor Homer Hogan, a former Madison Avenue copywriter. The present state of the counselor's manual concerns me. I am seriously concerned over statements such as, "You are what you eat." That statement is neither true, useful, nor effective. It implies that you are what you eat only. I am greatly concerned about much of what I have heard some say publicly about Cambridge. I want to be a part, an active part, in determining what is represented and what is done in the name of the Cambridge formula. I am seriously concerned about you only being used as a credential, rather than having your knowledge used. I want to contribute to the honoring of what you know, not just your academic credential. If, on the other hand, I am only one of the 30 or 40 counselors you speak to each day, let it be. I'll back away. I will situate Cambridge as an incidental part of my life and activities, rather than a principal activity. I care about the health and survival of mankind, not health care. We are what we think and what we eat. I care about what we think and what we eat. That is why I have studied epistemology, the theory of knowledge, cognitive science, perception, and neuroscience, as well as other biological sciences. I regard your identifying of my proximity to Cambridge Nutrition Canada Limited as only a rule keeper, as an act of disrespect, if not worse. Purely hierarchical structures of organization are not only primitive, ineffective, and inefficient, but have little or no chance of being sustained into the two decades before us. Each member of domain affects the whole of the organization, and the whole organization affects each member. That ideal requires relationships and communication, not contracts and rules. We have policies and principles, not laws and rules. Please clearly respond to each of the issues in this and my prior letters. Warmest regards, Z. Charnel. Here I'm adding some notes that Z. Charnel wrote on June the 28th, 1989. There was a government committee, a British government committee called COMA, COMA, which was set up to investigate problems or possible problems associated with very low caloric diets. This is also in regards to the Cambridge Nutrition Company. As I'm going through this, there's a lot of charts, etc., but mostly what's of interest is what he writes at the bottom. This diet should be used in a way that produces ketosis. Most of our body can use either carbohydrate or fat. The brain can only use sugar, carbohydrate. The body is unable to make carbohydrate from fat. The body is unable to make carbohydrate from fat. It can only make it from protein. When you have a diet that produces ketosis, it uses ketones, you use less of your protein if the body is in ketosis. And this is the work of Chalmers and Keswick. There's also a Body Composition Society, and there's the International Journal of Obesity. I'll have to leave it at that.